Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Well, that's the Lund family out of Hendersonville, North Carolina. We appreciate them joining us and helping us on the broadcast today. Hope that was a blessing to you. He can. Amen. What a blessing. We've been focusing the last couple of days on 1 Kings chapter number 6 and verse number 7. And we've been looking at the thought God has a plan. Verse number 7 says this. It says, "And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in the building." And we focused our attention to the fact that of the architect of this house. We spoke of how that the architect would, had a design. He had a purpose. He had a plan. While you couldn't see everything that was going on, the architect could see it all coming together. We talked about how that his plan is perfect and how that God is our master architect. His plan does not need to be modified. His plan does not need adjustments. Amen. And you could say that the divine holy architect, while he had need of no hammer, while he had no need of a chisel, he created the world, hung it on nothing. And boy, we see the great architect when it comes to that of creation. Then we focused on the materials of the house, how that this house had some materials. Chapter number 5, 1 Kings chapter 5, and verse 17 through 18, the Bible said this, "And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and hewn stones, to lay the foundation of the house. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them and the stone squares. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house." We focused on how that these stones and the timbers of the house was built there. At this time, we're going to finish the message that we began this week concerning God's plan. And we're going to be looking at the cross of Calvary and how that God had a plan even in sending his only begotten son. God has this plan for this temple. God has a plan for your life. Did you know that each one of us make up the temple of God? Did you know that each one of us is a temple of the Holy Ghost? It's a place where God dwells, amen? There's the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place where the Spirit of God dwells, amen? Think about, just for a moment, the plan that God has for your life. In the Garden of Eden, we understand that man sinned in the garden, devastating to us. Sin was introduced to the world because man disobeyed God's command. While the man disobeyed God's command, something terrible had to take place. Something innocent had to die for the guilty to cover that sin. While in heaven, this situation that took place in the garden was not an afterthought of God. God knew what man would do, but yet God had to allow man to make a decision and allow man to make a choice because of free will. Man brought us into the place where every single one of us were born into sin. I was born into sin. You were born into sin. But that doesn't change what God has already authored and penned down in the heavens. God knew, look here, that we would need a Savior. Can I tell you that long before Calvary's Hill, that God Almighty had a plan, friend. He knew that mankind would sin. He knew. Listen, you say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that Jesus was not an afterthought. Yes, Jesus was not an add-on to the situation. Jesus was always part of the plan, friend. Amen. Can I tell you, when we get to Calvary, what we find is this. We find at Calvary's Hill, there was a hammer there. There was nails there. There was timber there. But can I tell you this? However, praise God, there was enough material there at Calvary's Hill to take care of the sin problem, friend. Yeah. Jesus Christ up there, the spotless Lamb of God, amen, took your place. He took my place on Calvary's Hill so that we could stand before God one day in His holy temple and one of these days shout it out for the glorious grace of God because, hey, God Almighty, Mighty do what He's doing. He's the great architect, friend. He didn't come upon this day and say, I don't have a plan. What am I going to do? He's not pulling His hair out. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what time we're on. He knows exactly where you're at.
Yes.
He coming off of Calvary. And they put the tattered body. They took the all of His blood's gone. Every single pore of His body. Every blood vessel. Every vein is drained empty and dry. And they take the battered body of the Lord Jesus Christ down from the cross. And after man, every single drop of His blood's just been paid for the sins of man. Now listen, can I tell you, while that there was a collecting that took place of the Lord's blood, amen, there was somehow or another that Jesus took that blood back to heaven. I don't know how, but listen, He paid the price this morning for you and for me. And they pulled that dead, battered, beaten body down from the cross of Calvary. And they took Him. And they put His body in a tomb. It was hewn by man, but created by God. And they put the door. They rolled the stone about the door. But I tell you, there's one thing that they couldn't do. There's one thing that they're concerned about. How are we going to get in there? They didn't have to worry because God had a plan, friend. God knew what He's doing long before Jesus died on the cross, long before Bethlehem's manger, friend. God knew how He's going to get out of the tomb. He didn't have to worry about those things. He had a plan.
Yes, sir.
On that third and glorious morning, thank God. We get out there on Easter morning in the graveyard, and we'll stand up there and say, just exactly what the angel said. He is not here, for He is risen, thank God. You say, what are you saying? My God's not dead, amen. My God's not in a tomb, amen. The devil did not defeat our Savior. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore, amen.
Yes, sir.
40 days later, the book of Acts, you go down there and read it if you want to. The Bible said the disciples were standing there. Two men stood by them in shining garments. All of a sudden, Jesus, He starts speaking to His disciples, and He tells them, I've got a plan. You say, He didn't say that in a roundabout way. He said, I got a plan. Don't you worry. Can I just give you just a little bit of John chapter number 14 of His plan? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. It's part of my plan. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Can I tell you this morning, there is a plan in place. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about just as Solomon prepared a place for the Lord. Can I tell you, the Lord's prepared a place for you and for me this morning. He has a plan. I'm thankful that I'm part of that plan. But I'll tell you something, you're part of that plan too. The Bible said this. That angel said, this same Jesus, which you see go, shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go. He ain't going to send a replacement. He ain't sending an angel. He's coming again. Amen. Can I tell you this? Look here.
Here, I know, listen, I know y'all are discouraged. I know you're about ready to throw in the towel. I know some of you, man, are just about to the wit's end. I know you're looking at your bank account going, oh my. But can I tell you this morning, look here, God has a plan. God's not done yet, amen. Listen, while the temple, amen, they were outside fitting those things, while you couldn't see it on the holy side, can I tell you, God had a plan. God knew what he was doing. God knew that it was going to be fitted perfectly. And one of these days, this is what the architect can see. He can see the whole thing coming together.
Oh, yeah.
Just any day now, God's going to step up. He's going to say, behold, the time is at hand. I'm going to tell you, say, what's going to happen? Preacher, well, when God the Father tells Jesus it's time to go get the bride, I don't think the Lord's going to be, man, sitting around. I think he's going to jump up. He's going to take off. Amen. And this is what's going to take place. There's going to be a shout from heaven, the trumpet, the voice of an archangel, the trumpet of God.
Yep.
You say, what's he going to say? Come up hither. And all of you that's been born again, God has a plan for each one of us. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise. You say, preacher, does God have a plan for my level? Oh, yeah, he does. He's got this plan. This is what's going to take place. Mama and Papa, aunts and uncles, all those people. Listen, one of these days, amen, the Bible said that they're going to get up. You say, all of them? Not all of them. Hey, some of them lost. Some of them's in hell right now. They ain't getting up. Not until they go to judgment. But can I tell you this? Thank God, those that have been born again, it's laid there, amen, maybe sit next to you in church. They're going to rise one of these days. They're going to get a brand new body. And they're going to go be with the Lord. But then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says to comfort one another with these words. God's got a plan. You're part of that plan. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You mean to tell me, preacher, that Jesus did something for me that I wouldn't have to go to hell? That's what I'm telling you, amen. I'm telling you that God had a plan. God had a purpose. But here's the thing. In order to go to heaven, you're going to have to meet the door. And the only way that you can ever meet the door is to come to him. You're going to have to surrender. We talked about the essentials of salvation. Can I tell you the number one essential is this? The Bible said that every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. You can't get to heaven by checking yes or no. You can't get to heaven. Look here, there must be Holy Ghost conviction. Without Holy Ghost conviction, you say, preacher, do I have to accept anything? Sure, you need to accept the fact that you're lost and undone without God and need a Savior. Can I tell you this morning? There's much more. I like what Brother Chad said the other day. Chad said that, he said, Joe Biden is our president. He said, we have to accept the fact that Joe Biden is our president. Can I tell you something? I'm not bowing to him. This is what I accept. I accept the fact that I was a sinner and that I needed a Savior. And when I seen and I heard what Jesus did for me, the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart one night and said, would you like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I stuck out my heart. And I said, yes, Lord, I would. And I knelt down in an old-fashioned altar, and I bowed myself to the Lord. And I said, Lord, take me as I am. Forgive me my sins. He said, preacher, you still repent every day. Repentance means change. 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 But can I tell you, one of these days when I get that glorified body, I ain't going to have to worry about that no more. God has a purpose for your life. And God wants you to be part of his plan. But God ain't never going to force you. That old stone was just waiting to be chiseled. But it just been a stone until the mighty designer got a tool in his hand and made it something great for the glorious grace of God. And I hope that you're connected this morning to the cornerstone. If you don't know him, you can.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. 1-800-332-1732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.